going on?
What's kind of your, you've now been in Gary Kubiak's offense for a few weeks now. What are kind of your first impressions that you can tell us that maybe is a little bit different than what people watched last year?
I mean, I love it. It's kind of, football is football. There's a lot of concepts that we've had before that, we understand, but it's kind of his way of going about it. And, even something as simple as the route running, you like to see the, break down a little bit more rather than speed, cutting a lot, which is what we did last year. And, it's been working well. Guys have been working hard. We're getting it down, and, that's really all we can ask for at this point.
From an individual standpoint, do you feel like things could open up for you, something with the deep ball, with Dennis being healthy and having Steve here to go over the middle?
Yeah, I think it's just a whole process. It's the, like I said, I tell you all the time, I'm a receiver for the Ravens. I do a little bit of everything. And, same for Steve. And it helps having guys like Pitta and Owen and, Marlon in the middle. It's going to help us all out. So I'm just a small piece of the puzzle.
With Steve, people talk that he brings an intensity to practice. Can you describe that? How have you seen that?
You definitely see the fire. I've known Steve for a couple of years now, but to actually play with him and see the way he works, he takes everything serious. He's very passionate. And, to some people, I guess if you're not used to a guy that's passionate about his job, it can come off as wrong to you, but it fits here. There's plenty of guys like that here, so he's perfect for us, and, we're glad he's here.
Does Steve seem like a coach in practice?
Oh, yeah, he's always put me aside, tell me something, even if I already know it. he'll tell you, man, I'm going to be on you. I'm going to be on you. You can never be good enough, and, I appreciate that. And, I've been lucky. I've been able to play around two of the best wide receivers in the past 15 years, I guess, and Steve's this year 14 for him. And, just to play around two great vets like that, and Steve's completely different than Anquan. And, I'm picking his brain and learning, and he's a great teacher as well.
How would you describe your learning curve with the new offense?
I mean, I understand football, so it's not really hard. The biggest thing is remembering the terminology, and it's a lot faster today than it was yesterday and, obviously a few weeks ago. And I think that, when it's all said and done with camp comes and minicamp next week, I think we'll be fine.
And you were talking about how different this offense looks compared to what the offense looked like last year. I know you talked about the routes, but what else aside from that is
I don't know. I mean, I guess football is football to me, man. I guess there's some little ins and outs, but, I don't know. We tried to run zone, a zone run scheme last year, and, it's just the way Kubiak is that guy, when it comes to this offense. So, the way he's installed it and the way he's coaching it, it does look different than last year. I don't know if that's because everyone understands it more with the year end, but it does look a lot better than it did last year.
For year four, what are your expectations?
Win the Super Bowl again. It's that simple to me.
As far as Joe, what have you seen? He's also another player that's learning the offense. What have you seen out of him on the field?
Joe, same old Joe, man. We have a brand new offense. You can't tell. The way he goes about it. You can't tell if he's excited about it or if he hates it. That's Joe. But, he's like Coach said, he understands it. He's helping put us in the right place. You can ask him questions. He always knows the answer. And that's a credit to him working hard to get it down.
On the field, Tori, how is Coach Kubiak's style kind of different from Cam's or from Jim's? When he's coaching you guys on the field during practice?
They've all been pretty laid back. To be around him, he's Southern laid back. with that Texas accent. But, he's done it before. He knows what it's supposed to look like. And, he's tough on you, but he respects you. He's a great coach. He gets you right away. And, I think that we responded to him well.
All right. Thanks, Tor. Cool. And we have Coach Rosberg right